Next with Sam and Nicole. Today we're doing, I don't want to say it's a nerdy topic, it's a video game topic. We're doing Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
So if you like the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise, whether that's like the video games or the books or the upcoming movie, we're trying to provide you with some books that might pique your interest that are same vibe. So what is your history with Five Nights at Freddy's?
I have never played the game. I don't play horror games. Mm-hmm. I get too scared. I make no progression. Same. But when I was in university, actually, I would spend a lot of my time in the library. And while I was doing my schoolwork, I would play like gameplays of Five Nights at Freddy's from Markiplier. Me in too. The background, because he's my fave. So
only ever, King.
Yes, only ever watched it. And then my friend sent me the trailer to the movie when it got announced, and she was like, "Josh Hutcherson is in this."
He is?
Yes, he is.
See, and I haven't even seen the trailer.
Oh, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. Yeah, but that's pretty much it for me and my relationship with it.
That's pretty much the same. I've only seen, I think I watched Markiplier play the latest game, and I think I also maybe watched Jacksepticeye play through the latest game, but that was it. Like you, horror is not my forte. Even honestly, just like regular video games stress me out enough, which is why I like watching them, because I'm like, there's too much to do, I'm gonna die.
Like, I gotta quit now.
Yeah, I just started playing Red Dead because they released the first one on the Switch, and I'm like, I'm stressing yeah. hard. So yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's would be too much.
That's fair. I feel like I said, I've never played it, but it looks like a very extensive game, considering there's so much gameplay of it. So
what is it, like 4 or 5 games now?
Not a clue.
Just here.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's get right into the list then. Did you want to start or did you want me to start?
You can start.
All right, I'll take it away. This first one is called The Girl of Hawthorn and Glass by Aidan Jarriott Poole. There we go.
Good.
It says, even teenage assassins have dreams. Eli isn't just a teenage girl. She's a maid thing. The witch is created to hunt down ghosts in the human world. Trained to kill with her 7 men. I feel like we've recommended this book before, but now I'm not 100% sure.
Well, it must be a really good one.
Yeah, leave it in the comments if we've done this before. Okay, so she's trained to kill with her 7 magical blades, and Eli is a flawless machine, a deadly assassin. But when an assignment goes wrong, Eli starts to question everything she was taught about both worlds, the coven and her tyrannical witch mother. Worried that she'll be unmade for her mistake, Eli gets caught up with a group of human and witch renegades and is given the most difficult and dangerous task in the world: capture the heart of the coven. With the help of 2 humans, 1 motorcycle, and a girl who smells like the sea, Eli's gonna get answers and earn her freedom. Okay.
Hey.
Mermaid?
Yeah. Witch assassins on a motorcycle?
Yeah. Pretty.
Okay.
Aggressively of cool. another world, but somehow in on Earth, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
They're like, how far away from regular society can we get but still be on Earth?
Yeah. No, I like the sound of it. I think it sounds pretty fantastic, especially when we got to the motorcycle part. I want to know what that's about.
It almost makes it seem a little bit more like comedic, which is not the vibe I got. They're like, 2 girls, 1 motorcycle, and a girl that smells like the ocean.
Okay. Yeah. Witch assassins.
So let's go.
I like a bit of comedic relief, though. So maybe that's what it is.
That's what I like about Let's Plays, right? Is like they're relieving the stress.
Yes. And doing all the hard work.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Okay, the next one on the list is called Zombie, but it's Zom-B, like code. It's by Darren Shan, And the cover has me intrigued. That zombie has incredibly long fingernails.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Yeah. Okay. Zombie is a radical new series about a zombie apocalypse told in the first person by one of its victims. The series combines classic Shan action with a fiendishly twisting plot and a hard-hitting and thought-provoking moral question dealing with racism, abuse of power, and more. This is challenging material, which will captivate existing Shan fans and bring in many new ones. As Darren says, it's a big, sprawling, vicious tale, a grisly piece of escapism, and a barbed look at the world in which we live in. Each book in the series is short, fast-paced, and bloody. A high body count is guaranteed. Death.
You're gonna be
Awesome. Okay, I'm intrigued by that actually because it doesn't sound like your typical zombie post-apocalyptic thing. It sounds a bit political.
It
I like
does.
that.
And it sounds like potentially the zombies have thought behind their action.
Maybe.
Yeah. Have you read Darren Shan's stuff before? He did Cirque de Freak,
I
Vampire's Bride.
haven't, but I've heard of that, so I'm
Yeah.
not completely out of it.
When we were in elementary school, Darren Shan's Cirque de Freak was the book to recommend to boys to read. So this is an older one, but I think if it got a new cover, this would probably be super popular today.
Yeah, I think so too. Ooh,
This
I've
next,
seen this.
you've seen
I've seen
this?
it. I've seen this book before.
Oh, like on the shelf or something.
Yes.
Gotcha. This is Slasher Girls and Monster Boys. This is a book of short stories, including people like, oh wait, no. This is the editor, is April Genevieve Tucholsky. So for the actual authors, I'm gonna make this a little bigger. Stefan Backman, Kendra, what?
Hen Darf Blake.
I think, yeah, Kendarf Blake, Jay Kristoff, Jonathan Mayberry, Carrie Ryan, very good author. And so is Jay Kristoff. Nova Ren Suma, April Genevieve Tucholsky, Leigh Bardugo, very famous. A.G. Howard, Marie Lu, also very famous. Danielle Page, Megan Shepherd, she writes the, she writes some like scary books, but I think she also wrote the Pretty Little Liars series.
Oh,
I could be
okay.
wrong. Don't quote me.
Small update from the editing booth. I've Googled it. I'm actually thinking of Sarah Shepherd, who wrote the Pretty Little Liars series. Megan Shepherd has written mostly horror slash scary books. I think we recommended The Cage before, which was like a dystopian kind of one, and then she also has Her Dark Curiosity and The Madman's Daughter. I think The Madman's Daughter we may have recommended before, but she's got a whole bunch. But did not write the Pretty Little Liars series, so don't trust me on that.
McCormick Templeman and Kat Winters. So that's just, those are the authors. But anyways, here's the description. For fans of Stephen King, Neil Gaiman, Lois Duncan, and Daphne du Maurier comes a powerhouse anthology featuring some of the best writers of YA thrillers and horror. A host of the smartest young adult authors come together in this collection of scary stories and psychological thrillers. Each story draws from a classic tale or two, sometimes of the horror genre, sometimes not, to inspire something new and fresh and terrifying. There are no superficial scares here. These are stories that will make you think even as they keep you on the edge of your seat. From bloody horror to supernatural creatures to unsettling, all too possible realism, this collection has something for every reader looking for a thrill, says for fans of The Walking Dead, True Blood, and American Horror. Oh, and then it lists all the authors, and I could have just read it super easily. But
No,
it's
I like a
Ken Dare, it's not
challenge.
Ken Darf, it's Ken Dare.
Oh, why does it say Ken Darf?
It definitely says, I'm gonna zoom in again.
It definitely says
Yeah, that's
Ken
definitely an
Darf. Just saying, everyone, it says Ken Darf on the cover.
bad font choice.
But
There's something though appealing about short story ones, because you can just like pick it up and then be like, I'm going to bed.
Yes. And I like it. So it says fans of TV's The Walking Dead. I've never watched True Blood, but I like The Walking Dead and I was a big fan of American Horror Story. So I like the sounds of that.
Are you a big horror reader? I know you said you don't like the video games.
Nah, not really. Not really. I tend to stray away from horror 98% of the time. If it's like fun, quirky, and like a bit satirical, I like it. But like
Gotcha.
genuine horror, not my
I'd
cup
like
of
to
tea.
not be afraid in my own home.
No.
I can't. The most, this is probably a Tumblr post somewhere that's like, I don't like horror movies that take place in houses because I live in a house. If
Yes.
it takes place in like somewhere that I would never go,
The
sure.
ocean. I
Yeah,
can do
that's
that.
fine.
Yes. Not a
I don't
home.
need to worry about
No.
that.
Okay. The next one is, I like the cover of this one. It's called Something Is Killing the Children. This is volume one, and it looks like it is a graphic novel series. I'm sure Nicole will show you the cover. It looks so cool. I like
Yes.
it. When children begin to go missing in the town of Archer's Peak, all hope seems lost until a mysterious woman arrives to reveal that terrifying creatures are behind the chaos and that she alone will destroy them no matter the cost.
Ooh.
It's the monsters who should be afraid.
Let's
Okay.
go.
When the children of Archer's Peak, a sleepy town in the heart of America, begin to go missing, everything seems hopeless. Most children never return, but the ones that do have terrible stories, impossible details of terrifying creatures that live in the shadows. Their only hope of finding and eliminating the threat is the arrival of a mysterious stranger, one who believes the children and claims to be the only one who sees what they can see. Her
Ooh,
name is Erica Slaughter.
what a name.
She kills monsters. This is all she does, and she bears the cost because it must be done. GLAAD award-winning writer James Tynion. The fifth?
The fourth.
The fourth? I'm not good at the Roman numeral.
Fancy.
Yeah, no. The fourth teams with artist Werther Delhedra for an all-new story about staring into the abyss.
Dang.
Okay, that's quite the explanation there.
Yeah, I'm getting Buffy vibes, but I'm
Yeah.
also, this one feels the most akin to maybe Five Nights at Freddy's so far, because it's
Yeah.
like Five Nights at Freddy's, you're usually playing a child, no? Like,
I
and she's
think
like,
so.
I'll protect these children.
Yeah.
Being
And
terrorized.
she sounds pretty cool. Like this is all she does.
Yeah. She kills monsters. That's all she does.
Because it must be done. So I'm all for it. I like that. I'm also like a big graphic novel person, so probably just fly through that.
Oh yeah. Also, I feel like horror graphic novel would be something I could stomach because it's not leaving it all up to my imagination,
Yes.
which there's a lot going on up here. I don't
Yeah.
handle it for me, please.
Yeah. Don't need to add to that.
No. This next one is a manga. It's on Comics Plus. So if you're not familiar with Comics Plus, if you want to read graphic novels online, you just need a library card, download the app, whatever, and you can read those books online. So this is Danganronpa, the animation, volume one. Someone I know is really into this, and I can't remember who. I think it's one of my teens. Your first day of class will be murder. Wow. Welcome to Hope's Peak Academy, which selects only the elite, plus one ordinary student chosen by lottery. Makoto Nagi is that lucky person, or so he thought. When he shows up for class, he finds the students are a bizarre cast of oddballs under the ruthless authority of a robot teddy bear principal, Monokuma. Terrifying. The bear
Yeah.
lays down the school rules. The only way out of Hope's Peak is to not only murder another student, but get away with it in a tribunal where the survivors cross-examine each other. Wow. That's why they're all wearing
Okay.
like lawyer outfits in the thing.
Well, you got to be a lot of things, apparently. A murderer, a lawyer, a student,
Yeah.
a
Oh, and
good
it says
liar.
it's inspired by the Danganronpa video games, which is, that's how I know it. One of my teens, shout out Bunny, plays that video game and they're like super into it. But it's also an anime series from Funimation. Fun animation. No, it's Funimation. Anyways, very cool. Like I said, that one's on Comics Plus, and I'll probably see if we can order it to get it in person because why not?
Another update while I'm editing, we actually ordered the Danganronpa manga. So it's either coming in soon or it's already on the shelf. So if you're looking to read it, it should be available shortly or right now.
I feel like I've seen it before. I think when I worked at the bookstore, we sold
Yeah.
a lot of those.
I believe it. It looks cool. I
Yeah.
mean, the idea is I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, count me out, especially if you're just like the random ordinary person, 'cause that would be me.
Just kill me. Kill me first,
It's
man.
like a worse version of the Hunger Games, 'cause one
Yeah.
person is just mediocre.
Yeah. It's like the
Like,
what's the OG Hunger Games? that's like Battle Royale,
oh, yeah.
where it's like the kids in a classroom that all have to like fight to survive. This is
Oh.
like oddly the opposite. So like I guess you'd, if they all have to kill one person, half the class is left.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder what happens if you aren't able to prove that you didn't do the murder.
Yeah. I kind of just want to know what happens to this ordinary student. Like,
Oh yeah.
are they like they
Are
come
they?
out on top? That would be nice to see.
I would love that for them. Gives us hope.
Yeah, for my future.
I ever
Okay.
have to go back to high school.
Yeah, and my principal is a murderous robot panda.
Just in case.
Yeah. Okay, we got this sounds awful, in my opinion. It is called Clown in a Cornfield, number one. It's by Adam Caesar.
Yeah,
Caesar.
I really like the cover of this one here. I'm gonna move it down so we
Yes.
can see it.
It looks like something I would not want any part of for so
No,
many reasons.
no.
So, Quinn Maybrook just wants to make it until graduation. She might not make it to morning. Quinn and her father moved to tiny, boring Kettle Springs to find a fresh start. But ever since the Bay Penn corn syrup factory shut down, Kettle Springs has cracked in half. On one side are the adults who are desperate to make Kettle Springs great again, and on the other side are the kids who want to have fun, make prank videos, and get out of Kettle Springs as quick as they can.
Hell
Kettle Springs, yeah, me too. Kettle Springs is caught in a battle between old and new, tradition and progress. It's a fight that looks like it will destroy the town until Friendo, the Bay Penn mascot, a creepy clown in a pork pie hat, goes homicidal and decides that the only way for Kettle Springs to grow back is to cull the rotten crop of kids who live there now.
God, I love that. That's the end of the description.
Okay, wait, I'm stuck on he's a creepy clown in a pork pie hat. I don't
Yeah.
even want to know.
Do you know like a pork pie hat? Like Porky Pig?
I guess.
He like wears like a little, oh, maybe I'm wrong. Doesn't he wear like a little round hat?
Bro, you know what? Probably I just imagined like a pie.
Sweeney Todd meat pie hat.
Yeah, he's making pies out of the children. That sounds
Ew.
awful. I don't want to go there.
No, Kettle Springs is not on my road trip map. I'm out. Also
No
interesting,
clowns.
it doesn't, oh, I guess Quinn is our main character. I was gonna say it doesn't
Yeah.
really show who's gonna be the main character, and it doesn't really explain how Quinn is like involved with this at all.
I bet you she's gonna be the final girl.
That I heard that that's a fairly good book. Have
Yeah,
you read it?
I haven't, but I would like to actually. I was considering it.
Yeah, I think it's a movie too.
Yes, I've seen the movie.
I think I have, but I'm not 100% sure.
It's on Netflix.
I remember it not being good though, so I can't remember.
I don't know. I saw the movie. I didn't mind it. I've heard really good things about the book.
Yeah, we're here to review books,
Yes.
not movies.
And, oh yeah, we're talking about The Clown in the Cornfields,
Yeah.
not Final Girls.
And now we're moving on to Fear Street novels. So
Woo.
back to the OG for our, there's Darren Shan, but where did we all start was R.L. Stine. They wrote, I think R.L. Stine is a ghostwriter, right? Which is hilarious and perfect.
Yes.
So that this is the Fear Street relaunch called Party Games. We have a bunch of them at the library. I've seen them at Mary J. a lot. Okay. Her friends warn her not to go to Brendan Fear's birthday. Well, interesting last name. At his family's estate on mysterious Fear Island. But Rachel Martin has a crush on Brendan and is excited to be invited. Brendan has a lot of party games planned, but one game no one planned intrudes on his party, the game of murder.
My favorite.
As the guests start dying one by one, Rachel realizes to her horror that she and the other teenagers are trapped on a tiny island with someone who maybe wants to kill them. Just maybe. How to escape this deadly game? Rachel doesn't know whom she can trust. She should have realized that nothing is as it seems on Fear Island. Yeah, it says
This
R.L. Stine
time.
makes his triumphant return. Very exciting.
Wow, that I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever go to an island called Fear Island for a
Yeah.
boy with the same last name as the island.
I feel like that would make me less nervous. I'd be like, oh, it's not named because it's scary, it's because that's his last
Yeah.
name.
They just own the island.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
like Coracle Island.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we have for our list today. Do you have anything else to add?
I will be watching the Five Nights at Freddy movie,
I'm gonna try.
for like the original plot, but also yeah, Josh Hutcherson is in it. He's not been in anything big in years and years and years.
That's just like the Hunger Games, no?
Yeah. And Matthew Lillard is also in it, who, for those of you who are old, he's Shaggy from the Scooby-Doo movies, and he's in a bunch of other things, Scream, all that fun stuff.
Scary movie?
Scream.
Scream.
Yeah, Scream, like the first Scream movie. He's fantastic. I'm a big fan. So I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
he's great. There's that
Yeah,
whole Tumblr
period.
thing for a while where they're like, he's a god.
Yes, and that is fact.
Yeah, Matthew Lillard is a god. And
Yeah.
with that note, thank you, thank you. Okay, so make sure to like, comment, subscribe, do all that stuff. If you're looking for titles or author last names, you can find them at www.tbplofftheshelf.com. We're at TBAPL across the board on all socials, and we will see you all in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.